Welcome to Art House Radio. I'm your host, Troy. I am in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in Old Town, which I think is actually quite beautiful. The architecture here is really beautiful. I am wearing a mask. It's not super crowded, but there are people around, but it's a nice sunny day, and I wanted to get some shots of Albuquerque, but really I wanted to talk about something specific, which is lately I've been having a lot of videos where I talked about gurus. You know, Joe Dispenza I did a few weeks ago. Over the summer I read a book by Tony Robbins that was 600 pages, and a lot of things in there blew my mind. And then I had a pretty good conversation with a buddy, one of my good buddies of all time. And he pointed something out to me, and I'm still thinking about it, so I don't want to pretend like I've got this sorted out or anything, but it sort of occurred to me that, you're your own guru. And the reason it ties into Albuquerque is because the old town here is, I started walking around and looking at all the beautiful architecture, which I'll put up pictures or videos here. And I just started thinking about why isn't this more popular? And it reminded me of a few cities back in Michigan, like particularly Lansing, probably even Detroit, Battle Creek. And I just started thinking, like, there's a parallel here between gurus and what cities make it and what cities don't, and where I'm at and all that. And it's this. I think there's a real business out there of making you feel bad about yourself. Do you know what I mean? I know that's nothing like super new or super innovative to say, but what I mean is, as much as I was getting into Joe Dispenza and Tony Robbins and all that, it's a perfect system for them because they're always selling something, aren't they? And if for some reason Joe Dispenza and Tony Robbins are watching this, I'm not saying you're a bad person or anything like that. But what I'm saying is, it's the perfect system because you say that these things will work for people, and when they don't, they blame themselves. Because then you say, well, you didn't follow my rules, or maybe you didn't do this or do that. And meanwhile, that didn't work for you? Well, you should try my new book or my new seminar. And it never ends. And it got me thinking about Albuquerque this morning, Old Town. I kept thinking, why isn't this more popular? Because the architecture is fantastic. And I love the vibe. But you can tell, I shouldn't say this because I've only been here for a day, but it feels to me like maybe Albuquerque has experienced some rough times, like a lot of all the cities I've ever grown up in or lived in for the most part, except for Portland. I feel like Portland, maybe some things, but maybe York, England too. I don't know. But then I started thinking, like, well, what's the parallel here between the gurus trying to make money off of you and the towns that are like Albuquerque that never kick off? And it's this drive for money, I think. I mean, and I'm not a flaming leftist here. Like, I like money, I want it. You know, I wish I had more of it. Sound like a cheerleader there, but capitalism, and this isn't an anti-capitalism rant necessarily, because I can't think of really a better system. I mean, I don't want to get too far into it. I mean, I think everybody should be able to go to the doctor, no questions asked. And you just figure it out, you know, whatever the system is. I've lived in England. I saw a couple different national healthcare systems at work, and they seem to work fine for me. But it doesn't really allow you to be who you want to be. If you want to be a podcaster, what I'm doing here, or my artwork, the works that I create, all the creative projects I do, I have to be really tough-minded to go on till the end of my life to if I'm, let's say, just say I'm making nothing, to resist the urge to go and manage a Long John Silver just to pay my bills. And so it pretty much becomes a life about this particular game of gaining capital and gaining money, and everything takes a backseat to it. So, like, if, let's say, Old Town Albuquerque can't quite figure out things monetarily or financially or marketing-wise the way that Traverse City does, or, San Diego or whatever, like, then you lose. That's it. You know, if you're a great artist, but you don't know how to market your works, and you take a job at Office Max, well, you lose. And the system wins. It gains. And it's the same thing with the gurus, I think. Maybe I'm stretching it here, making this parallel, but the parallel being that the system maintains itself. There's always going to be a Joe Dispenza. There's always going to be a Tony Robbins. There's always going to be whatever person. But if you take their advice, and if you shape your, even if you were successful and you shape your life around the things that they're pointing out, now you're living their dream. You're not living your own dream. Now you're them. And what's the point of that, other than the financial success or whatever you're looking for? Maybe it's just a distraction for us, like, just enjoying a plant or a tree, or sitting in this beautiful garden here that I'll turn around in a second. I don't know, but it seems like in the end result, it's you that's going to have to find your own guru inside of you. And it's already there. I think we've already got it inside us. And I'm so glad that I had this conversation, because I feel like I was really going down a rabbit hole of self-help. And I'm not trying to slam self-help. If you're using it and it's helping, go for it. I'm not saying that. But I feel like I've reached another era or area of that thinking, which is, I'm going to be myself. I'm going to take as much advice as I can and of course, and use it. But I'm not going to go overboard, because essentially I got to find the people that I'm looking up to. I got to find that person inside of me and make my own life shape around that. Because that's the only thing that's going to feel organic. It's going to feel natural. It's going to feel like it works. And I don't want to be tempted to take a job or a career position that's in something that I don't want to do. And I want to try to resist that for as long as I can. Because I think at the end of my life, I want to know that I tried and failed rather at something that I love, rather than never tried and took something that was safe. I don't want anything. Safety is great. Security is great. Don't get me wrong. But I'm talking about the things that that you're using, that you're calling safe, that actually are you not trying for something, or you not trying to put your best foot forward or do the work that you want to do. And, you know, if I was back in Michigan, which I'll be there in a few days, maybe I'll have a ceremonial burning. I think I'm going to burn the Tony Robbins books. It's like not as like an anti-Tony Robbins thing, but maybe for myself. Maybe I'll just rip out a few pages and burn it symbolically. Or maybe I don't need to burn it. Maybe I shouldn't get into the habit of burning books, but I don't know. Maybe I should throw them in the trash, have a ceremony or something, because I think I'm done with that. And I know that I'll dabble a little bit. I'm not talking, I don't think it's ever good to close yourself off to things completely, because you never know when you're going to pick up a little bit. But I'm glad that I kind of caught myself, because something about the gurus that exist around us, their charisma, they're selling whatever they're selling, and charisma is a part of it, and we're very vulnerable to that. It's very easy to join a cult, I think, even if you're strong-minded. All these little cults that exist around us all the time, and I think maybe it's time to start my own cult with just me as a member, and see where that gets me. And but be open-minded to other people around me and other things that are happening, you know. And standing in front of this church, San Felipe de Neri, 1706, Old Town, Albuquerque, New Mexico. You are your own guru.